I reckon there's not a soul alive who watched Big Brother, back in the day, Big Brother, the original's Big Brother, who wouldn't know the woman I'm referring to when I say we're speaking with Reggie.
Reggie!
Right, spot on there. And if you don't, well, let's take you back.
Would you welcome this year's winner of Big Brother, Reggie?
Listen to the crowd and this music. You remember this music?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
We're at Metro's in 2003 right now. It was huge. It was everywhere. Reggie is back. She's part of Big Brother. Premieres tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. And she joins us now. Good morning to you, Reggie.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Reggie, look, I mean, at the time, you know, season 3, you won Big Brother with 72% of the final vote, which
huge.
Is an astounding amount. In school, as a younger person and as a young teen, were you always popular?
Oh, gosh, no. I got bullied at school. I had hairy legs and they used to say, here comes the bush pig.
So, oh, but you're so lovable.
Yeah. Oh. No, I got chased by girls all the time. And no, I wasn't that popular at school, no.
Well, you certainly
are. Anyway.
You certainly became popular and people loved your down-to-earth nature so much. And it couldn't be more exemplified in the fact that when you won and you won a decent amount of money, you seem to be a bit more happy about winning the bloody PlayStation.
Well, Red, I have to tell you that, yes, you get the tissues, yes, you get the $250,000, and yes, you get the PlayStation.
That's what we love about Reggie.
Oh, gosh. That was, look, because I saw it down beside Gretel's feet, and I was like, oh, gosh, I hope I win this PlayStation.
Bless you.
You could have bought so many of them with your 250 grand.
We were sort of going through like heaps of stuff. Even this, right? The actual like part of the other prizes, you got a phone.
Your next prize is this. Look at me.
One of those phones.
It's one of those phones. They give you $1,200 credit on this phone, which is now yours.
So one of those phones, right?
So phones.
We're talking like iPhone, like the first sort of iPhones and stuff. And credit, Reggie, credit on a phone. I mean, this is the sweet spot. Like, it's particularly for me, a bloke who grew up, you know, so heavy into watching these shows. Like, these shows were blowing up as I was getting into watching TV and hanging out with mates.
Yeah.
And this is the stuff that we were sort of talking about. I wanted to be there in that crowd, that throng of people, as you walked down the gangway after being announced as the winner. I wanted to be there, and I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. I can only imagine what that moment must have been like for you.
Oh, my goodness. It was so surreal and bizarre and overwhelming and crazy, because after being locked away for 3 months, not seeing, you know, anyone from the outside world, and you just come into this crazy screaming crowd. It was a real blur, but I remember my head just being all fuzzy. It was like a television that had gone off, and it was all fuzzy. I can explain it.
Reggie, original Big Brother, you just got to be you. But new Big Brother, last couple of seasons, has been more like a survivor challenge that's about kicking people out. How did you approach it?
Oh, gosh, look, I just think, you know, I can do anything. That's what I was thinking. So, you know, because I've got a lot of battles going on, especially with my eyesight. Mm. And I think I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to do it. So, you know, and I didn't let my eyesight stop me.
Reggie, $250,000 in, like, back in 2003, like that's millions today. Like that is a lot of money.
God.
That is huge, right? So there's that. There's also this that I read, the Hobart newspaper, The Mercury, and naming you in 2007 as part of the list of Tassie's top 200 movers and shakers. Now, I got to know, like, that sort of cash, you're making lists like that. What did you do with all of the newfound fame? What did you put it into?
I paid off the house because I was married to Adrian, so paid off the house, and then our marriage broke down and I walked away and left it to him. So,
wow.
And then after that, I went to Sydney to try and get work in Sydney, and that didn't work out. And I spent like $20,000 on rent, lawyers getting divorced.
Yeah.
And then lawyers getting out of my contract. And then I moved to Melbourne, again, paying rent and trying to get a job. So it pretty much.
Goes.
And then I got ripped off 40 grand by this con man. So that's where it went.
What a journey.
God. I hope you take out this season again. You deserve all the money back.
Yeah. It would be handy. It'd be good to have that. To try and help now with the kids. So my life's totally changed, since 2003.
I think the question on everyone's lips is we didn't know that there were 200 people that could get on a Tasmania's Movers and Shakers list. So that's we're all learning something today. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was on that. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Well, there's still a few Go Reggie bumper stickers on cars in Tasmania floating around as well. And.
Oh, my God, my parents, my dad's still got one on his car.
Awesome.
Oh, seriously. And those cookies, there was Reggie cookies. My face was on all these cookies. They even went over to the UK, were that popular.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Gee whiz. Mate, honestly, it's a real special moment being able to talk to you this morning. You're in the hearts and homes of so many people across Australia, you know, back in 2003 and for so long after. And it's lovely to hear that you're keeping well and that you're going to be back on our tellies. Big Brother premieres tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7+, mate. Looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you so much.